And I'm very happy also to see a long time friends like a scientist Dharma, isn't it? Yes. Yes, kindly come today.
Jako mi je drago također da vidim neke stare prijatelje koje nisam dugo vidio, to je naš naučnik Dharma.
In the early days when I came to Belgrade, maybe 20 years ago, I remember I was once invited by a TV show and they asked, how do you like Belgrade?
I ja odavno nekada na početku kada sam, mislim prvi put kada sam došao prije nekih 20 godina u Srbiju, bio sam pozvan na jedan show na TV-u i dobio sam pitanje kako se sviđa Beograd.
I remember at that time I was still overwhelmed by the exotic climate of Belgrade, especially the cats who were plundering the garbage in the night and were making their ragas in the night.
I sjećam se, bio sam jako već preplavljen sa klimom koja je vladala, egzotičnom klimom ovdje u Beogradu, pogotovo mačke koje su noću preturale po smeću i proizvodile te noćne ragije.
And I said, I like it so much in Belgrade.
I rekao sam, jako mi se sviđa u Beogradu.
The initials B and G means Bhagavad Gita.
I ti inicijali B i G znači Bhagavad Gita.
And I said, I believe in my past life I was a cat in Belgrade. Then I noticed maybe I went a little bit too far. But coming now back after so many years and seeing all of you who was in this very nice spiritual cultural center, I feel just very enlivened.
I sada nakon toliko godina kada ponovo dolazim u Beograd i vidio što sve vas ovdje u ovom divnom kulturnom centru, ja se osjećam da sam jako oživljen.
And today when I was walking with one of your original Belgraders and his wife near the Dunav or Save or on that island, what is the island called?
Lido.
When I was walking on the island of Lido and they invited me to come more often to Belgrade, I felt extremely pleased in my heart.
I danas kada sam šetao sa jednim od vaših izvornih Beograđana i sa njegovom suprugom kod Dunava, kod otoka koji se zove Lido, i onda su me pozvali da malo češće dolazim u Beograd, ja sam zaostao jako sretno.
I felt so nostalgic.
I osjećao sam tako nostalgiju.
And then I said, maybe I was a cat in my last life in Belgrade. Sorry. So today comes the second part of our little seminar, Victory on the Inner Battlefield.
I danas imamo na programu drugi dio našeg malog seminara, pobjeda na unutrašnjem vojnom polju.
I will speak a little bit about two approaches in spirituality.
Govorit ću malo o dva pristupa u duhovnosti.
Which I think have both their justification.
Za koje oba smatram da imaju svoje opravdanje.
Then I will sing a small meditative kirtan.
Onda ću otpivati jedan mali meditativni kirtan.
And then we will ask His Holiness Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj to speak a little and make a long kirtan.
A onda ćemo zamoliti njegovu svetost Krishna Chaitanya Maharaja da malo govori i da onda otpivamo jedan dugački kirtan.
I think you know that Maharaj will give lectures, very systematic lectures, starting on Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Mislim da znate da će Maharaj dati jako sistematične lekcije koje počnu u četvrtak i idu kroz petak i subotu.
And I want to invite you to take part in this very valuable lectures.
I želim da vas pozovem da učestvujete u ovim jako vrijednim lekcijama.
Okay. So, we start with the mantra which we learned yesterday.
Počet ćemo sa mantrom koju smo naučili juče.
Please sit. I will first say each syllable on its own and you kindly repeat.
Prvo ću izgovarati slovo po slovo pojedinačno i vi budete ljubazni da ponavljate za mnom.
And then we will chant the mantra in one go.
A onda ćemo da izgovorimo mantru u cijelosti.
We can do it with others. Like things. Our true being is very often changed as we grow up in this materialistic society where we develop a persona, a mask.
To naše pravo biće se često mijenja kako odrastamo u ovom materialističkom društvu gdje mi izgradimo personu, jedno drugo biće.
This persona is sometimes called in Greek philosophy the character of someone, which refers to a stamp which is put on pure gold.
Ta persona, ta maska koju nosimo, to je u stvari karakter koji se odnosi na taj pečat, to je poredi se sa pečatom koji se stavlja na zlato.
When you have pure gold and you put a stamp on it, then all of a sudden it looks like Alexander the Small from Macedonia.
I kada imate čisto zlato, na njega stavite pečat, ono jednom izgleda kao Aleksandar Mali iz Makedonije.
Yes, he was actually very small in size.
On je stvarno bio jako nizak.
But had a big ego, I think. So the stamp which the world puts on our being makes us appear to be someone we are not.
Taj pečat koji svijet stavlja na naše biće čini da izgledamo kao neko koju mi zapravo nismo.
All of us are covered with such personas, such images.
Svi mi smo prekriveni sa takvim personama, sa slikama.
And we only feel well when we return to the pure substance of our being.
I možemo se osjećati samo sretno kada se vratimo do našoj izvornoj tvari od koji se sastojimo, do našeg bića.
Have you ever seen an onion? Of course, we have seen in the Balkan onions.
Da li ste ikada vidjeli luk? Pretpostavljam da na Balkanu ste vidjeli.
There are many layers around the soft, tasty nucleus of the onion.
Postoji jako puno tih prekrivača, puno slojeva oko tog malog male te srži koji je najukusniji dio.
So in this material life we have also developed many layers.
I u našem materialističkom životu mi smo isto tako razvili jako puno tih prekrivača.
Oh, many masks.
Puno maski.
Which are covering ourselves
koje prekrivaju naše jastvo.
And someone who is only active in these coverings is not satisfied.
I osoba koja je aktivna samo u tim prekrivačima, ta osoba nije zadovoljna.
We have to learn through spiritual life to come to the essence, to the nucleus, to the soft inside of the onion, so to say.
I kroz duhovni život mi trebamo da naučimo kako da dođemo do te mekane srži, do same esencije.
Vedic philosophy, there is the knowledge of these coverings are called koshas.
U vedskoj filozofiji ti prekrivači se zovu koša.
Anamaya kosha is the first sheet or the outer sheet which covers the self.
Anamaya kosha se zove taj prvi sloj koji prekriva unutrašnjost.
And in this way there are three other sheets.
I na takav način isto imamo još tri različita sloja.
And only if we come to the essence.
I samo ako dođemo do srži,
which is called Anandamaya, full of bliss.
Koja se zove Anandamaya, što znači puna blaženstva.
Then we are satisfied.
I samo tada smo zadovoljni.
Anamaya means food.
Anamaya znači hrana.
And Ananda means bliss.
Ananda znači blaženstvo.
A person who mistakes his inner nature with his outer nature often thinks his fulfillment is in food.
Osoba koja napravi tu grešku da zamijeni to unutrašnje zadovoljstvo sa vanjskim zadovoljstvom, ona smatra sreće u hranu.
I had a very rich auntie, I still have her, Tante Anke.
Ja imam jako bogatu ujmu, koja se zove Anke.
She was the one who managed John Lennon's visit, John Lennon Beatle, in Siegen in Germany.
Ona je menadžirala u jednom momentu dolazak John Lennona iz Beatlesa kada je dolazio u Njemačku.
Yes, and was very rich.
I ona je bila jako bogata.
She was married to a very dominating husband called Uncle Uwe.
Bila je udata za jednog za ujaka.
And whenever Tante Anke had difficulties with Uncle Uwe, she would go in the night to the refrigerator and eat it.
I kada god bi ona Anke imala problem sa svojim suprugom, ona bi uvijek otišla na noću do frižidera i sve pojela iz njega.
Because she felt with food she could solve all the mysteries of her existence.
Zato što ona vjerovala da sa hranom može da riješi sve misterije svog postojanja.
She mistook Anandamaya, her essence, her real spiritual essence, with Anamaya, the food.
Ona je zamijenila svoju pravu duhovnu srž, tu Anandamaju, sa hranom.
Maybe you know this in your life also. When you're frustrated, you eat a lot.
Možda to znate iz svojih života. Kada ste jako frustrirani, onda i puno jedete.
No, when you're frustrated, you should take this as a chance to look behind the sheets which cover you and find your essence.
Ne, kada se osjećate frustrirani, ono što biste trebali da uradite je da pogledate unutra, da prođete kroz sve te prekrivači, da vidite koja je vaša esencija.
One concept of spirituality is to look behind, to remove all these masks, all these sheets which cover our existence.
Jedan koncept duhovnosti je da razotkrijemo i da uklonimo sve te prekrivače koji prikrivaju našu srž.
If you allow me, I will tell you a short story which gurus tell their disciples in India to make them understand this concept of spirituality, removing what covers you and coming to the essence.
Ako mi dozvolite, ispričati vam jednu priču koju u duhovnoj Indiji pričaju guru i svojim učenicima o tom pristupu kako uklanjamo sve ono što je nepotrebno i što prekriva našu srž.
Molim te, služite. When Princess Saraswati celebrated her 18th birthday, there was no girl in the whole kingdom who was happier than her.
Kada je princeza Sarasvati slavila svoj 18. rođendan, u čitavom kraljevstvu nije bila ni jedna druga djevojka koja je bila sretna poput nje.
And at the end of the celebration there were rumors that she would marry the prince of the neighboring country and finally these two countries would make peace.
I na kraju te proslave proširile su se neke vijesti da će se ona udati za princa iz susjednog kraljevstva i da će konačno ta dva kraljevstva da sklope mir.
When finally at 2 o'clock in the morning she went to her bed, everything changed.
I konačno kada je u 2 sata poslije ponoći ona otišla da spava, sve se promijenilo.
As she was lying down, she heard a voice, "Let me free."
Kako je krenula da legne u krevet, ona je začula glas, "Pusti me, oslobodi me."
It was so loud that she almost fell out of bed.
I taj glas je bio tako snažan da ona skoro pala sa kreveta.
She quickly grabbed her sword and looked under the bed. There was no one.
Ona je brzo uzela svoj mač i pogledala ispod kreveta, ali tamo nije bilo nikoga.
She looked behind the curtains.
Pogledala iza zavjesa.
No one.
Nikoga nije bilo.
She went down to the cellar where there were some prisons, but the doors were open because she had released all the prisoners as a gesture of mercy.
Onda je otišla do podruma gdje su bile tamnice, ali međutim tamo su sva vrata bila otvorena jer kao gest svoje velikodušnosti ona je oslobodila bila sve zatvorenike tu.
She thought, maybe my nerves are a little bit blank, we say in German. She laid down again. And again this voice came. Let me free. Finally, let me free. She said, "Who are you?" The voice came back and said, "I'm yourself."
Glas se vratio i
rekao, "Ja sam ti." "Oh, I myself, I'm not schizophrenic."
"Ja sam ja, nisam schizophrenic."
"What you think is yourself," came the voice back, "is just one of your many masks."
Glas se ponovno vratio i rekao, "To što ti misliš da jesi, to je samo jedna od tvojih maski."
"If you don't let me go, I will disturb you as long as you do."
"Ali sve dok me ne pustiš da idem, da se oslobodim, ja ću te uznemiravati."
This was too much for little princess Sarasvati, who was also called Sara.
To je bilo preče za princezu Sarasvati, koju su također zvali Sara.
She ran out of her castle.
Istrčala iz svog dvora.
She ran until she came to the forest to her favorite childhood playground, an old tower.
I otrčala je do šume i do mjesta gdje se najviše voljela igrati kao dijete, to je bila jedna stara kula.
And finally she fell into an exhausted sleep.
I konačno je zaspala jer je bila jako iscrpljena.
And in her dream she saw the inside of the tower.
I u snu je vidjela unutrašnjost te kule.
There was a spiral staircase.
Unutra su bile stepenice koje su išle spiralno prema
gore. It was leading up. There were 2 windows.
I tu su bila 2 prozora.
And 1 door at the upper part of the tower.
I jedna vrata na tom gornjem dijelu kule.
And right on the beginning of the spiral staircase sat someone who was bound or chained to an iron ball.
I na samom ulazu na početku te kule sjedla je osoba koja je bila zavezana sa lancima za čeličnu kuglu.
When she looked in the eyes of that prisoner,
i kada je pogledala u oči tog zatvorenika,
she recognized, "That's me."
Prepoznala je samu sebe, to sam ja.
And for a moment the prisoner in the dream turned to her and said, "Please let me free."
I za jedan moment ta se osoba, ta zatvorenik se okrenuo prema njoj i rekao, "Molim te, oslobodi me."
When princess Sara woke up in the morning,
kada se princesa Sara probudila ujutro,
there was a man standing before her.
Bio tu neki čovjek koji je stajao ispred nje.
With white hair.
Sa bijelom kosom.
And a white beard.
I bijelom bradom.
And he asked, "Have you heard the call?"
I on ju pitao, da li si čula zov?
"Yes," said Sarah, "I heard the call, but what is it all about?"
Da, rekla je Sara, čula sam ga, ali o čemu se tu radi?
"Okay, you're the right one, come with me."
O, dobro, ti si prava osoba za ovo, hajde sa mnom.
The saint brought her to a lake.
A sveta su joj dovela do jezera.
And he said, "Look into the water."
I rekao joj, pogledaj u vodu.
"What do you see?"
I šta vidiš?
Princess Zara expected to see her beautiful face.
Princesa Zara je očekivala da će vidjeti svoje prelijepo lice.
But in the beginning she saw that.
I na početku sam ne vidjela.
But the face turned into an ugly mask.
Ali to lice se okrenulo, se izmijenilo u jednu odvratnu masku.
The mask of her vanity.
Masku njenog
"Do you want to be that?" said the saint.
Da li želiš da budeš to?
"No, no." And the saint took his hand like this, took her mask out and blew it away.
Ne, ne želim, ali onda taj svetac je uzeo rukom tu masku i otpuhao je.
It's our onion example.
Ovo je naš primjer sa lukom.
30 masks were taken away from that on that day.
I na taj dan 30 maski je obuljeno.
For 6 months, every day more masks were removed.
I 6 mjeseci, svaki dan je još više maski je skinuto.
And Princess Zara began to feel lighter and lighter and lighter.
I princeza Zara je počela da se osjeća sve lakšu i lakšu.
Then the saints announced, "Next morning is our last day, or the beginning of many more masks."
I onda je taj svetac je najavio, sutradan je naš zadnji dan ili je to početak mnogih novih maski.
You decide.
Na tebi da odlučiš.
No, I'm almost clean now.
Ne, pa ja sam skoro čista sada.
The onion is peeled.
Luk je oguljen.
And my real self shines through.
I moje pravo jastvo sada počne da sjaji.
The saint says, "You will see tomorrow."
I svetac je rekao, vidjet ćeš sutra.
So in the next morning they went again to the lake.
Sljedećeg jutra oni su ponovo otišli do jezera.
Our princess Zara looked into the lake.
I naša princeza Zara je pogledala u jezero.
And she saw now a beautiful face.
I sada je vidjela predivno lice.
But as she looked into the eyes of that face, more and more masks started to come out of the eyes.
Ali dok je gledala u oči tog lika, još više, puno više maski je počelo da izlazi iz njega.
She saw her false ego, which generates mask after mask.
Ona je vidjela svoj lažni ego koji sam stvara masku za maskom.
Even so-called spiritual masks.
Isto tako i takozvane duhovne maske.
Yes. Then she heard the voice of the saint.
I tada je čula glas ovog svetca.
"Princess, today I will not ask you if you want to be these masks."
Princezo, danas te neću pitati da li želiš da budeš te maske.
"Answer another question."
Odgovorim na drugo pitanje.
"I will not ask you what are you not. I will ask you today, who are you?"
Danas te neću pitati šta je to što ti nisi. Danas ću te pitati ko si ti.
And at this moment there was no answer.
I u tom momentu nije bilo odgovora.
Only after some time she heard a small voice, the voice of her real self.
Tek nakon nekog vremena ona je začula mali glas koji je bio glas njenog pravog jastva.
And the voice came through the corridors of time.
Taj glas je došao kroz hodnike puteve vremena.
All the time which she had spent in the material world taking on body after body.
Svo to vrijeme koje je ona provela u materijalnom svijetu, ulazeći u tijelo za tijelo.
Maybe you heard that voice also. It's a very soft voice.
Možda ste i vi čuli taj glas. To je jako nježan glas.
The voice said, I am an eternal part of God.
Taj glas je rekao, ja sam vječni djelić Boga.
And when she said it,
i kada je to rekla,
she saw the tower.
Vidjela je kulu.
She saw that person who she first saw when it was sitting at the beginning of the stairs, marching forward to the door and into freedom.
Vidjela je tu osobu koja je sjedla na početku, zarobljena na početku kule, kako ide brzo prema gore i kako izlazi u slobodu.
And she said, with a loud and secure voice, I am an eternal child of bliss and knowledge.
I ona je onda izgovorila sa punim glasom i sa sigurnošću, ja sam vječno dijete znanja i blaženstva.
2 years ago I was going through India and I came upon a beautiful temple which I had never visited before.
Prije 2 godine kada sam bio u Indiji, prolazio sam pred jednog hrama kojeg nisam nikada prije posjetio.
There was a banyan tree and on the feet of the banyan tree there were these silvery big Hanuman monkeys.
Prolazio sam pored jednog banjanovog drveta i u njegovom podnožju su bile statue srebrne boje od Hanumana.
And I saw an inscription in the wall.
I vidio sam jedan zapis u zidu.
Which expresses really this story very nice.
Koji izražava upravo ovu priču na jako divan način.
The inscription was translated into English. It was there in Sanskrit and English. It said, "Arise."
Taj zapis je bio tu i na sanskritu i na engleskom i on je glasio, ustani.
O you who were born in nectar.
Evo ti koji si rođen u nektar.
You are meant to taste nectar.
Ti si namijenjen tome da kušaš nektar.
You are not meant to taste anything else.
Tebi nije namijenjeno da kušaš bilo što drugo.
Arise.
Ustani.
Awake.
Probudi se.
Start walking.
Počni da hodaš.
And search for Sri Krishna, the beautiful reality.
I traga za Sri Krishna, za predivnom realnošću.
Ah, so good.
No,
yes, this is what Princess Sara saw.
To je ono što je princeza Sara vidjela.
A soul had awakened.
Dušu koja se probudila.
It was going into freedom.
I koja je odrasla, izlazila u slobodu.
She went all around the country.
Ona je krenula na put po cijeloj zemlji.
And she helped other people to peel off their masks.
I pomagala je drugim ljudima da ogule svoje maske.
So this is one concept of spirituality.
I ovo je jedan koncept duhovnosti.
I want to explain to you also a second concept with these sheets of koshas.
Ja sad želim da vam pojasnim jedan drugi koncept koji isto tako se bavi sa ovim prekrivačima ili košama.
It's a totally different concept.
To je potpuno drugačiji koncept.
In this concept, you are meant to spiritualize all the things which cover you, not to renounce them and throw them off.
U tom konceptu svi ti prekrivači namijenjeno da ih vi u stvari produhovite, ne da ih odbacite.
In this concept, you understand I'm covered with a body.
U ovom konceptu vi imate razumijevanje prekriven sam ovim tijelom.
Anamaya. I'm covered with a body of energy, the active body.
Prekriven sam sa tijelom energije, sa aktivnim tijelom.
Pranamaya.
Pranamaya.
I'm covered with a mind which thinks very much.
Prekriven sam sa umom koji jako puno razmišlja.
Manomaya.
Manomaya.
And I'm covered with a very subtle sheet which I don't get into it.
I prekriven sam sa jako jednim finim prekrivačem o kojem neću detaljnije govoriti.
And real spiritual life is not to neglect all this.
I pravi duhovni život nije da sve ovo samo zanemarim.
That's for a few renunciates.
To je moguće samo za neke rijetke odvojenike.
But real spiritual life is to spiritualize.
Ali pravi duhovni život je da produhovim ono ste.
I am developing a life school at the present moment and hope I'm finished by the end of the year. I'm working already 15 years on this, where I want to teach from this concept.
Ja već nekih 15 godina radim na životnoj školi i nadam se da ću završiti to do kraja ove godine i tu upravo poučavam ovaj koncept.
Our first peel is our body, our first sheet.
Naš prvi prekrivač je naše tijelo.
And we can spiritualize it by spiritual food.
I možemo da ga produhovimo sa duhovnom hranom.
And dancing to spiritual music.
I plešući uz duhovnu muziku.
Do you know what I like to do most? It's dancing.
Znate što ja najviše volim da radim? To je da plešem.
To kirtan music, spiritual music.
Uz duhovnu muziku.
I feel my body is then spiritualized.
I osjećam da je tada moje tijelo preduhovljeno.
The energetic body which we have, the energetic peel, which is the next layer underneath the first layer.
Sljedeći taj prekrivač koji se nalazi ispod ovog prvog, to energetsko tijelo.
Can be spiritualized by a spiritual form of yoga.
Može se preduhovljiti sa duhovnim oblikom joge.
That I think will be taught here also.
Mislim da će se to isto tako podučavati.
It's raising the or mobilizing the prana.
To se sastoji u pokretanju prane.
And directing it towards spiritual activity.
I usmjeravanje te prane u duhovne aktivnosti.
The intellectual body.
Intelektualno tijelo.
Can be spiritualized by reading spiritual philosophy, discussing it with Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj. And deeply serving or worshipping the Lord, the Anandamaya, the spiritual bliss body becomes activated.
Sa služenjem gospodina, to Ananda Maja, to duhovno tijelo može isto tako da se da se produhovi.
I find this very practical.
Smatram da je ovo jako praktično.
Renouncing and withdrawing from all the personas which we have is for the yogis in the Himalayas. I met a few.
Odricanje i odvajanje od tih različitih persona je moguće samo za neke rijetke osobe, za jogi u Himalajima, od koje sam ja stvarno sreo neke.
But spiritualizing all aspects of our being, that is more the process of bhakti yoga.
Ali produhovljavanje svega što sačinjava naše biće, to je proces bhakti yoge.
It's two concepts.
To su dva koncepta.
How to deal with our coverings.
Kako da se nosimo sa svojim prekrivačima.
And I invite you to take to enter all of them.
I pozivam vas da uđete u sve njih.
What do you think, Kishore? You know, whatever you have, when you put it in contact with real spiritual life, becomes spiritualized.
Znate, sve što imate, kada to stavite u dodir sa pravim duhovnim životom, to postaje produhovljeno.
In the villages of the Himalayas, there's a lot of dirty water.
U selima na Himalajima,
or used water.
Ima jako puno prljave ili iskorištene vode.
And it flows in little open canalization channels into the Ganga. And it's very interesting, the moment this used water comes into the Ganga, it gets energized and becomes Ganga water, and you can take a bath in it even if you come from Yugoslavia, from Belgrade.
I to je jako interesantno za posmatrati, čim ta voda iz tih kanalizacionih kanala dođe do Gange, ona u tom momentu postaje energizirana i transformisana i to postaje voda Gange. I tu se možete bez problema okupati.
It becomes very clean. There are examples, for instance, they have taken cholera bacteria and put them into Ganga water, and after a few hours there were no longer cholera bacteria.
I to je jako interesantno, napravljeni su eksperimenti kada su se bakterije kolere su bi se stavile u vodu Gange i nakon par sati bi se pogledalo i više tih bakterija nije bilo.
In the same way you can take your body, your energy, your intellect and use it in these wonderful and spiritualize it and it loses its material quality.
I na isti način vi možete da uzmete svoje tijelo, svoju energiju, svoj intelekt i da ih koristite, da ih produhovite i one će tada da izgube svoje materijalne karakteristike.
And the best way you can do this is to take a bath with everything you have in the river of transcendental sound vibration.
I najbolje što možete da uradite je da se okupate u transcendentalnoj zvučnoj vibraciji.
I saw miracles here in your country.
U vašoj zemlji ovdje sam vidio čuda da se dešavaju.
One day I hope to come and show you the videos of these miracles.
I jednog dana nadam se da ću doći ovdje da ću vam pokazati video sa tim čudima.
We did concerts, mantra concerts here at the time of the war. We called this tour A Song for Peace.
Mi smo za vrijeme rata ovdje pravili velike koncerte i zvali smo ih pjesmom za mir.
And I remember we had one concert with many people in the town of the Zastava. What is the town? Kragujevac. Genau. Yes, you know everything.
Yes. Jedan od koncerata se također dešavao u gradu Kragujevcu.
Yes, and I was always afraid of Kragujevac because I was afraid of the Sastava. We once had an experience of what is Sastava. It was a traumatic experience with Sastava. So we had this concert in Kragujevac. Yes. Yes. And this was, you could see worker class was coming. They were not extremely open. Then I stopped my lecture. I thought, yeah, this is not the audience for a philosophical lecture. I never stop my lectures because I'm a talker. But in Kragujevac I stopped. And I said, let's sing. And we had now a lot of time because the lecture was very short. So we sang the Maha Mantra with all these wonderful people. They began to smile and sing, and then they began to dance. We felt so inspired that when the time was over in the concert hall, we thought, why don't we go into the streets of Kragujevac and dance and sing the mantra in the street.
I kada se završilo vrijeme za čitav program, mi smo se osjećali tako inspirisani da smo se pitali da zašto sad ne idemo na ulice Kragujevca i da nastavimo da pjevamo.
But in the end we didn't do it because it was already so late and we thought maybe we will disturb the sleep of the people.
Ali nismo to napravili, smo mislili ako sad odijemo, uznemirit ćemo ljude.
So today I want to request all of you, those who are mystical yogis amongst the audience, for you it's important to peel off all the layers over the self.
Za vas je bitno da ogulite sve te prekrivače koje se nalaze oko jastva.
And for those of you who want to go the other way,
a oni od vas koji žele da idu drugim putem,
it's important to utilize whatever you have in spiritual activities.
Bitno je da iskoristite sve što imate u duhovnim aktivnostima.
And spiritualize your whole existence.
I da preduhovite vaše čitavo postojanje.
I want to leave you with a little story.
Želim da završim sa jednom malom pričom.
An old guru died.
And stari guru je umro.
And he wanted to give a lesson to his disciple Mohan.
I želio da da lekciju svome učeniku Mohanu.
On his deathbed he said, Mohan, I have a present which is in this envelope.
On je na smrtnoj postelji rekao sam učeniku Mohan, ovdje imam za tebe ovu jednu kovertu.
7 days after I've gone, open the envelope.
I 7 dana nakon što odem, molim te da otvoriš tu kovertu.
And then he said, I'm going now, goodbye.
I onda je rekao, ja sad odlazim.
And the guru left his body.
I guru je napustio tijelo.
After the time was over, Mohan opened the envelope and found a pencil with a rubber.
I onda je u toj koverti pronašao olovku sa gumicom.
And a letter.
I pismo.
Mohan, there are 5 lessons of the pencils which summarize my teachings to you.
Mohan, ova olovka nosi 5 lekcija koje sumiraju sva moja učenja koja sam ti želio prenijeti.
And I want to tell you the 5 lessons because they relate to victory on the inner battlefield.
Ja želim da vam kažem tih 5 lekcija zato što one imaju veze sa ovom pobjedom na unutrašnjem bojnom polju.
The first lesson.
Prva lekcija.
The self is more important than the covering.
Jasno je važnije od prekrivača.
Look at the pencil, Mohan.
Pogledaj ovu olovku, Mohan.
It is, there's wood and there's graffiti inside.
Tu imamo komad drveta i unutra imamo grafit.
What is more important for the pencil, the wood or the graffiti?
Šta je bitnije za olovku, to drvo ili grafit?
In the same way, Mohan, you have a body and the, but you are the soul.
Na isti način, Mohan, ti imaš tijelo, ali ti si duša.
What is more important?
Šta je važnije?
The soul or the body?
Duša ili tijelo?
Second lesson.
Druga lekcija.
Always find your dharma, your line.
Uvijek nastavi pronađeš svoju dharmu.
The pencil always draws a line.
Olovka uvijek piše, uvijek pravi jednu liniju.
It's his unique line.
To je jedinstvena linija te olovke.
In the same way you were born with a unique line.
I na isti način ti si rođen sa svojom jedinstvenom linijom.
That is your dharma, Mohan. Always follow your dharma.
To je tvoja dharma, Mohan. I uvijek slijedi svoju dharmu.
Third lesson.
Treća lekcija.
When you make a mistake, correct it.
Kada napraviš grešku, ispravi je.
Look at the pencil. It has a rubber.
Ona ima gumicu.
It is to be used whenever you make a mistake.
Trebaš je iskoristiti uvijek kad napraviš grešku.
Be honest, Mohan. When you make a mistake,
kada napraviš grešku,
don't say it's right.
Ne mogu govoriti da je u redu.
Change it immediately.
Odmah to promijeni.
Fourth lesson.
Četvrta lekcija.
Oops. When you lose your line,
kada izgubiš liniju,
sharpen the pencil.
Naoštri olovku.
In the same way, you have to sharpen, you have to take care of your body and your mind.
Na isti način ti trebaš da se pomisliš za svoje tijelo i um.
Sometimes we become weak.
Ponekad postanemo slabi.
Weak minded.
Slabo uma.
Exhausted in our body.
Jako iscrpljeni u
tijelu. We need to sharpen the pencil.
Da nam moramo da naoštrimo ovo.
Do something for the body, physical well-being.
Da uradimo nešto za tijelo, za fizičku dobrobit.
Do something for the emotional well-being.
Da uradimo nešto za svoje emocije.
Fifth lesson.
Peta lekcija.
Never forget the hand which guides you.
Nikad nemoj zaboraviti ruku koja te vodi.
Mohan, when the pencil of Vyasadev said, I wrote the Bhagavad Gita, it's wrong. Vyasadev wrote it. In the same way, never claim you are the ultimate doer in this world. Never forget the hand which guides you. These are the five lessons of the pencil. Yes? You are the soul. The graffiti. You have a certain purpose, a line in this world. And you lose your when you make a mistake, correct it. When you lose your line, sharpen your body and your mind. And finally, never forget. The one with a thousand names who guides us through this life. This is all I want to say. I thank you so much. And I want to sing now something with you. I would like that we all purify ourselves now. Spiritualize ourselves. We will go to the Ganga of this wonderful spiritual sound vibration. One moment, this is a musical discussion between the two of us.
Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Ja ću se potruditi da održim svoj govor kratki.
short and sweet, or let's see, how sweet? Short. Short and sweet, or let's see how sweet.
Kratko I slatko, a vidjećemo koliko slatko.
We heard something about a tower.
Čuli smo nešto o kuli.
And this reminded me of a time many years ago together with Satchinandana Swami.
I to me je podsjetilo na jedno davno vrijeme prije mnogo godina koje sam proveo zajedno sa Satchinandana Swami.
Maybe you will remember.
Možda ćeš se sjetiti.
I think it was in Schwarzwald somewhere. We had a gathering in a tower.
Mislim, možda ćeš se sjetiti toga, to je bilo negdje u Schwarzwaldu i imali smo jedno okupljanje koje se desilo u kuli.
It was part of some castle.
To je bilo dio, ta kula je bila dio nekog dvorca.
And well, what I remember is that the people who came who gathered together to join us in some devotional talk and music were how to describe them? In America, we might have called them hippies. They were in a very sort of hippie mood.
I ljudi koji su došli u tu kuru kako bi učestvovali tim devotskim razgovorima i muzici, oni su bili, kako da ih opišem, mi smo možda u Americi rekli da su bili neka vrsta hipija i bili su tako raspoloženi.
Now usually when we would do such a, have such a gathering, we would have a certain sort of sequence of events. We would sing and then we would speak something and then sing something more, and then we would distribute spiritual food, prasadam.
I ono što je bilo uobičajeno za takve vrste okupljanja je da smo imali određeni redoslijed događanja. Prvo bismo malo pjevali, pa bismo nešto govorili, pa bismo opet pjevali, i onda bismo na kraju dijelili duhovnu hranu i prasadam.
But I looked around at the group and I was a bit concerned that our usual routine might not work in this case.
I kada sam pogledao našu publiku u tom momentu, malo sam se zabrinuo jer sam pomislio da naša uobičajena rutina možda neće funkcionisati.
It was a very restless group. And there were families, there were small children climbing all over their parents.
To su bile mala djeca koja su se penjala po svojim roditeljima.
So I said, Maharaj, can I make a suggestion?
Ja sam je rekao, Maharaj, mogu dati jednu sugestiju?
Let's switch our program around a little bit and let's start with prasadam. And he said, yes, actually, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Da, to je stvar dobra ideja. Hajde da to napravimo.
Do you remember?
Yes, now I remember.
I mentioned this because you mentioned tower and annamaya kosha, and I thought, yes, annamaya kosha, spiritualizing the annamaya, the sheath of food. And I think it worked quite well.
Yeah.
I also spomenuo zato što si ti spomenuo tu kulu i spomenuo si hranu i kako da produkujemo tu annamaya, odnosno hranu. I mislim da je jako dobro profunkcionisalo.
Well, I wanted to continue, so to say, the point I was touching on yesterday evening about focus, because we heard about Dhruva Maharaja, and you may remember this meaning of the word Dhruva as being fixed or certain, and we talked about the Dhruva Loka, the star.
Ja sam želio da nastavim sa tom pojentom koju smo sinoć spominjali. Spominjali smo drugu i značenje te riječi koje znači da je fiksira, da se nalazi na jednoj određenoj tašti.
And then we talked about Arjuna and his exercise, his examination with the shooting of the arrow, how focused he was.
Говорили мы о твоем фокусе, и говорили мы после того, из того Арджуни, в его финальном тесте у Кайляши, где треба да покаже, сколько он фокусирован на своем мету.
In the Bhagavad Gita, there's another analogy which helps us to think about the subject of focus.
U Bhagavad Gita postoji još jedna analogija koja nam pomaže da shvatimo tu pojentu fokusa.
It comes in chapter 2, and it's right at the beginning of the second half of chapter 2.
Ta pojenta se nalazi u drugom poglavlju Bhagavad Gita, nalazi se na samom početku drugog dijela, drugog poglavlja.
After Krishna has explained to Arjuna the difference between the body and the self,
nakon što je Krishna objasnio Arjuni razliku između tijela i jastva,
and just as he's beginning to explain what's called Buddhi Yoga,
i upravo nakon što mu je objasnio šta je to Buddhi Yoga,
and he says, Vyava Sayatmika Budhir Ekeha Kurunandana Bahu Shaka Hyanantascha Budhayo Abhyavasainam. He is contrasting two mentalities.
On u ovom stiku upoređuje, stavlja u kontrast ta dva različita mentaliteta.
Vyava Sayatmika Budhir, the mentality, the word buddhi can mean intelligence, but it can also have the sense of a mentality, a disposition.
Buddhi, ta riječ buddhi može da znači inteligenciju, on isto tako može da označava i taj jedan mentalitet osobe.
And he says, those who are, their disposition is focused, he says, eka iha, their their focus is singular.
Kaže koji imaju takvu fokusiranu mentalitet, tu prirodu, oni onda mogu da budu jako usmjereni, fokusirani.
Mentalitet. And then in contrast, bahu saka hi anantascha. Then he compares those whose mentality is not focused. It's like a tree with so many different branches.
I onda upoređuje to sa osobama čiji mentalitet nije tako fokusiran, on poredi sa drvetom koje ima jako puno grana.
When I was quite young, we lived in one area in central western USA, Colorado.
Kada sam bio mlad, živio sam u centralnom zapadnom Americi, u Colorado.
And my family had some property in the country near the mountains. And it had a little forest. And sometimes on weekends, my father would take us, my brother and myself, my mother, and we had a task to do. We had to collect, we had to saw off the dead branches of the pine trees and collect them to clean out the forest.
I ponekad bi vikendom moj otac vodio mog brata i mene i moju majku, išli bismo na to manje, i da bismo mi dobili taj zadatak da otpilamo suhe grane sa borovog drveća, tako bi se na taj način bismo čistili šumu.
Sometimes in the course of our lives we may appreciate, we may recognize we have some dead branches. And when we notice this, it can be good idea to cut them off.
I kada ih primijetimo, onda je možda dobra ideja i da ih odsječemo.
So that the plant, now I'm changing the analogy a little bit, so that the plant of devotional service can grow nicely and strongly.
Tako da se malo mijenjam ovu analogiju, ali na ovaj način to drvo predanog slušanja može da lijepo raste.
Okay, now I want to bring in another analogy, or well, a story, But this could be elaborated extensively, but it comes from, again, the Bhagavatam. There are always the devas and there are the asuras, the good guys and the bad guys.
Uvijek postoje deve i asure. To su dobri momci i zli momci.
And they're always competing with each other, and sometimes one is stronger and sometimes the other.
I oni se uvijek natječu i u nekom momentu su jedni jači, u drugom neki ovi drugi.
And one time the asuras, the bad guys, were on top controlling the world. The devas, they complained to Vishnu that, you know, we're helpless, what should we do?
I u jednom momentu asure i zli momci, oni su vladali čitavim univerzumom i devi su onda išli Vishnu da se žale i da pitaju šta sada da radimo.
And Vishnu said to the devas, now is not your time, you just have to accept that now they are stronger.
I Vishnu mi rekao, sada jednostavno nije vaše vrijeme, morate jednostavno da prihvatite da su sada asure, da su oni jači.
But there's one thing you can do.
Ali ima jedna stvar koju možete da uradite.
And this gets back to the point about spiritualizing all the layers of our existence.
I tu se vraćamo na ovu pojentu da trebamo da poduhovimo sve nivoje naših postojanja.
You can do something together with those asuras, the demons.
Vi možete uraditi nešto zajedno sa ovim asurama, sa demonima.
You can work together, you can cooperate, and together, because you both have the same interests, you can churn, you can produce nectar.
Vi možete raditi zajedno, možete da bučkate to mlijeko i da napravite nektar.
Now, the story is long and extended, as I said, but the essential idea I want to make here is that in the process of working with the two teams they were doing was cosmic churning. They all wanted to produce nectar, but initially something else came out, namely poison.
Ova priča je jako dugačka i moram se o njoj puno pričati, ali ona poenta koju želim ovdje da naglasim je ta da one su obje strane su imale zajednički interes i radile su to kosmičko obučkanje. I šta se desilo je da na samom početku prva stvar koja se pojavila je bio otrov.
So, now let's translate this a little into our situations and speak about not some external devas and asuras, but the different pushings and pullings within ourselves.
I ako to primijenimo na naše primjere, i ako govorimo o izvanjskim nekim devama i asurama, možemo da govorimo o nekim našim unutrašnjim stvarima koje nas vuku ili nas guraju.
One voice in our head says, let us do this, and another voice says, why you want to do this?
Jedan glas u nama može da kaže hajde da to uradimo, a drugi glas kaže na što smo to radili.
This, the moment you have some inspiration, another counter inspiration or desperation comes.
U jednom momentu dobijate neku inspiraciju, a u drugom momentu dobijate neku kao kontra inspiraciju, neku vrstu depresije, dezinspiracije.
The French author Albert Camus was asked once who he identifies with in his novels. The French novelist author named Albert Camus. He was asked which of the of the characters in his novel does he himself identify with?
Francuski novelista Albert Camus je bio jednom prilikom pitan koji karakter iz njegovih dijela, sa kojim karakterom se on najviše identificira.
Do you want to know what he answered yet?
Želite li znati šta je on odgovorio?
He said, all of the characters.
Sa svim karakterima, sa svim osobama.
They're all, you know, part of me.
Svi oni su dijelovi mene.
So we heard about all the masks, so we identify ourselves with so many identities.
Mi čuli smo ovu priču sa maskama, mi se identificiramo sa tako puno različitih identiteta.
And these identities may have to do also with our different relationships and our different responsibilities with different persons.
I ti identiteti imaju veze isto tako sa nekim našim različitim odgovornostima koje imamo u odnosima sa različitim ljudima.
So one might feel a bit discouraged that I'm pulled this way, this way, this way, this way.
I osoba se može osjetiti malo bespravljena kada se osjeća tako poučena na ovaj način, na onaj način, na ovom smjeru.
But spiritual life is the art of bringing all these different forces together into one single cooperative effort to churn nectar. The nectar of immortality.
Duhovni život se može nazvati je umjetnošću kako da sve te različite identitete dovedemo, sve te sile koje nas vuku u različite strane dovedemo u jednu zajedničku silu koja će da bučka i da dovede do stvaranja nektara.
Let us not be discouraged when the initial result may seem like poison.
Hajde da ne budemo obeshrabreni kada taj inicijalni rezultat bude otrov.
Sometimes something may come to the surface from deep down. That's all right. Keep churning.
Ponekad nešto može da dođe duboko iznutra i da izađe kao otrov, ali nemojte se brinuti, samo nastavite dalje da bučkate.
Keep churning, keep churning, keep churning, keep chanting, keep chanting, keep chanting.
Nastavite da bučkate, da bučkate, da mantrate, da mantrate.
What was the word for churning?
Bučkati.
Bučkati. Bučkati, 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 mantrati, mantrati, mantrati. So, yes, that's what I wanted to say. Let us go on bučkati and mantrati.
Da, to je ono što sam želio sve da kažem. Nastavimo da bučkamo i da mantramo.
Shall we sing a mantra? Shall we continue with the Hare Krishna mantra? Why not? This will be a light melody which is popular in India nowadays.
Ovo će biti plagana melodija koja je danas jako popularna u Indiji.
You'll hear it sometimes in Vrindavan.
Ponekad možete čuti u Vrindavan.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Wonderful.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Please.